Chad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
We just played some Jimi Hendrix a few minutes ago, and Jeff Beck celebrated his birthday over the weekend. I believe he's 72, so let's do this story here. I like hearing the stories from the legendary guitarists about the first time they saw Jimi Hendrix perform and what they thought. There's some great stories, from Eric Clapton, and I think Pete Townsend has a story like that. And Jeff Beck told Rolling Stone his. He says, the first time I saw Hendrix, it was probably one of his first shows he did in London. It was in a tiny downstairs club. Jimmy wasn't known then. He came on and I went, oh my God. He had the military outfit on and hair that stuck out all over the place. They kicked off with Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone. And I thought, well, I used to be a guitarist.
Time to put this away now.
John McEnroe's got a book out this week, another autobiography from Johnny Mac. And he talks about being backstage in 1981 with the Rolling Stones during the Tattoo You tour. And this is a story about Ronnie Wood and Keith Richards.
From the book, But Seriously.
Yeah. So he hung out with those guys, and they had a good time backstage. And so Ronnie said, well, Johnny Mac, why don't you come back to the place? Come back to my place. Come back over to my house. And Johnny Mac was, all right, I'm going to do that. And so Ronnie Wood brings him over and tells John McEnroe, you know, I'm newly sober now. So, you know, you're not going to see all the stuff that you used to see at my house. My liver was about to implode. Yeah. So my doctor said, I got to stop with the booze. So I'm not doing that anymore. And then he immediately turned to a stash of weed and cocaine. But Ronnie was proud of not drinking anymore. McEnroe witnessed this. He was really proud of not hitting the bottle. And in fact, while McEnroe was over at Ronnie's house, Ronnie sent a fax to Keith Richards proclaiming, hey, and bragging, I haven't had a drink for 9 days. That's what he faxed to Keith. Ronnie faxes to Keith, I haven't had a drink for 9 days. And according to McEnroe, Ronnie Wood loved Keith more than any human being on earth. So he was proud to tell Keith that he hadn't had a drink for 9 days.
And I haven't slept in 9 days either.
So he tagged his I haven't had a drink in 9 days with aren't you proud of me on his fax. So, and McEnroe says while he was there, a return fax came from Keith with the reply, you're an effing, I'll just say, wussy. Call me when you're drinking again.
Thanks, Keith. Thanks for the support, buddy.
Yeah. And Bill Cosby. He loved to, you know about all the problems with Bill and the women. Bill had a problem with the gambling, too. Apparently, he loved betting on the Miami Dolphins. Gambled thousands of dollars on the Miami Dolphins back
that
in the 1980s.
The bid.
Yeah. Well, this is in the 80s when they had Dan Marino. His favorite team was the Dolphins. Says one convicted bookie, yeah, he used to bet on them every week. He dropped $5,000 on each game. And he lost $20,000 on the 1985 Super Bowl when the 49ers beat the Dolphins. The bookie was asked, well, did Cosby have a code name? You know, a lot of gamblers, they got the code names. He said, no. And he said, it was Dr. Huxtable. That was.
Oh, he didn't go Fat Albert?
No, didn't go Fat Albert. And it was 40 years ago tonight, Elvis Presley performed his final concert, Market Square Arena, Indianapolis. Let's listen to a little bit of it. Did he sound good? Let's listen. That's all right. I looked at the video, and he was big, especially his face. He had the chipmunk cheeks, man.
Yeah.
His face was getting really, really big back then. And this was his final show ever, 1977, The King at Market Square Arena. And we'll bring this whole thing full circle. One of our favorite stories, Jimi Hendrix stories, too, is I think we found this when we were looking up the history of Sick Stadium. When Elvis played Sick Stadium in whenever that was, you know, back
57
in the,
or something.
Was it 50? Was it that far back?
It was a long
time. It was a long time ago. Yeah, and Jimi Hendrix was in the crowd that night in Seattle. He saw Elvis Presley in concert that night. And that is The Trash.